Welcome to Adventist Waves.
So you said that you try to mimic the tone of the violin to the lyrics of the song. Can you give me an example of one piece that you do that in?
So one piece that comes to mind is You Are My Hiding Place.
Welcome to Adventist Waves. I am your host, Khan Elmas. On today's episode, Hayden Wiseman shares about his rendition of You Are My Hiding Place. On Adventist Waves, we look at the songs of Adventist musicians. Song stories told one piece at a time. Thank you for listening. Introducing Hayden Wiseman.
Okay, so my name's Hayden Wiseman. I'm from Brisbane, Australia. I've been playing violin for about 20 years. And I think originally the first moment that really inspired me to become a musician and play inspirational music was attending a funeral when I was quite young. And the funeral didn't have much significance to me, but this violinist played a hymn arrangement, a beautiful hymn. I still remember the song was called Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And I just remember from that moment, I wanted to not only play violin, but play that kind of inspirational music. Yeah.
And you're how old at that stage?
I don't know exactly, probably 8 or 9 years old, I would say.
Very young. So did you continue to learn music after that?
Yes. So the challenging part was I come from a very small town in central New South Wales, Australia, and there were no teachers. So I was learning piano, but because there were no violin teachers, I didn't actually begin official lessons until I was 12 years old. Yeah.
So how did that actually impact you to seek to be a musician after that experience at the funeral?
Well, I was really determined. I remember telling friends that I was going to learn violin, even though there wasn't really much prospect of learning considering there were no teachers. But eventually I think Providence happened and God stepped in and a teacher moved to our town. And then I was able to learn violin. From before that though, I was learning piano I was pretty committed to practicing the piano and until the opportunity to learn violin came. Yeah.
If you could describe your creative work to someone who's never heard it before, how would you explain it to them?
Well, I would say my music is like all music can be inspirational, I guess. All music can be uplifting. Maybe not all music, but you know, lots of different styles. My music, I think, specifically uplifting and goes beyond the surface into our very heart and soul. And I remember playing to friends one of my hymns that I had, and they said that is so much more powerful, so much more impactful than just the other classical music, even though that was like special and impressive as well. I really like to focus on my tone and focus on, you know, bringing these great hymns to life and making them special.
What makes your tone different from the tone in the other types of classical music or other music that you're inspired by?
Yeah, so I think the idea is, even though I can't sing the lyrics, is to play the lyrics through the tone. So I really focus a lot on you know, emotion and on feeling and in richness in the actual sound. Whereas the classical music, we've got to think of a lot of other things when we're playing that music, you know, just clarity and lots of notes. And it's just a different style. There's not lyrics with classical music. There are lyrics with the sacred music, and we've got to speak those lyrics in the melody, in the tone.
So you said that you try to mimic the tone of the violin to the lyrics of the song. Can you give me an example of one piece that you do that in?
So one piece that comes to mind is You Are My Hiding Place. And this piece, it has beautiful words, but the melody goes along so well with the lyrics. And I guess it's just leaning into that melody and feeling those words as I'm playing. You know, it's telling us about a calm, a security, a stability with God in our life amidst the ups and downs, and he will be our security. He is our rock, and that assurance is a relief. Yeah, it's a secure feeling, and that has to come through the music. The music is talking about God being our rock and being our security, and that assurance should be pronounced in the music and give us relief and give us a calm assurance.
So you say that you want people to feel that calm assurance and that, you know, that feeling. Do you find that in your experience, have you felt that before? And is this something that you want to relate to your audience?
Absolutely. And I guess this is why it's called a music ministry, as it ministers to people and helps them both spiritually and mentally, I would say. And that's what I want to give people assurance through the spiritual messages of the Bible and these uplifting sacred songs. We want to remind them of God's goodness instead of just through words, through the music. I think it helps people in their everyday life as they keep going along. Sometimes life gets hard, sometimes life gets challenging, and we just want to remember that God's given us all these promises, all this assurance. Those words help give us, you know, fresh life for living, but the music, I think, does that in another way as well. So, yeah, reminding people of God's goodness, yeah, not only in an intellectual way, but on an emotional feeling level as well.
Yeah, I see. Wow. I feel like I have come to appreciate your music a lot more because I didn't realize that that's what you're trying to achieve through your songs, by reminding them about God's goodness. And because I listen to your music and I'm thinking, this is really nice, but why doesn't he put lyrics in it or anything like that? But when you describe it to me in that sense, it really makes sense. So thank you so much for bringing me on that journey. I feel like I have really learned something from you and your music, and praise God for that. And I pray that God will continue to bless your ministry. Can you describe to us, or tell us, what is one practical way that our listeners could support Adventist creatives like yourselves?
I guess there's a few ways. Listening to the music is probably the first and greatest way of supporting, music ministries like my own one, because then there's a reason for making the music if people are listening to it, if people are if there's, say, a musical presentation or musical concert or anything like that as well, come along to support that. I don't know how all ministries run. I guess they're all different. I run mainly on donations at the concert events. So that's how I survive. That's how I continue to make music. Yeah, I get to know what kind of music people want as well, as they listen to it, as they comment, as they give their feedback, and I can continue making music based on how it's affecting the audiences.
True. That's really vital to get that feedback from people and support as well. So I also noticed that you're planning to go on some tours as well. Can you share with us a bit more about what your plans are for the future and your tours?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm very passionate about performing and playing my music to audiences. I've travelled quite a lot around Australia, a bit in New Zealand. Earlier this year, I went with my wife to Canada for a tour across Canada. That was incredible. And then in the next few weeks, we go to the US for the first time, and we'll be sharing music across the US as well. So yeah, really, really, really excited for that.
Awesome. So I'll drop the links to your social pages so people can find out more about those concerts as well. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Khan, for having me. It's been great.
Adventist Waves.
Thank you for tuning in to Adventist Waves. This podcast wouldn't be possible if it weren't for the support of Blue Vineyard Audio. Need support with producing your podcasts? Blue Vineyard provides help from start to finish. Visit the website today at bluevineyard.com/audio. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps us bring you more inspiring content. This podcast was produced by Khan Elmers. Special thanks to our guests, Anna, Hayden, and Thaddeus, for coming on to the show. You have been listening to Adventist Waves.